this is Kenya, and welcome to my magical cottagecore life. Today, it's beautiful outside. I'm looking at the garden, and while it looks a little worse for wear, it could really use a little bit more sun because it's so cold. And this is the time when I start to prepare my plans for the garden on what's going to grow, if I have any special projects, because you have to map all of that out. You know, the garden's never really completely quiet. Sometimes it's hibernating, but there's always something going on somewhere that you could be doing. So I have something special that I want to make next harvest. And because of that, I have to get my seed stash out and make sure I have sunflower seeds. Want to know what it is? Well, open up your big book of stuff and turn to the section on vegan dressing, because today we're going to talk about how to make vegan sour cream dressing out of sunflowers. Let's get started. Now, before you start to roll your eyes a little bit at me, I want to be clear. While I am not a vegan, I often cook vegan dishes. But that doesn't mean that you need to be a vegan. It doesn't mean that it's right to be a vegan or wrong to be a vegan. It's just we're cooking a vegan dish today. And in fact, we're not even cooking it. I'm planning on what seeds to use so I have enough sunflower seeds to make it with my own sunflower seeds. So there's no moral judgment here. And honestly, I would like to have the sun flower in your soul and be happy rather than judge you. See what I did there? That was a mom joke. You weren't ready for it. You didn't even see it coming, did ya? Ha! For this recipe, you'll need fresh sunflower seeds. And I know because of the time of year, it's probably not going to happen in here in the Northern Hemisphere in Michigan because nobody's growing sunflowers right now. But if you have access in other parts of the world, you can just go out and get them. If you don't, you'll have to use sunflower seeds, but don't roast them. Leave them raw. They will have been processed, but leave them like they are. Do not salt them. Do not buy pre-salted. Do not buy them in the shell if you're able to, because you want them shelled. If you don't have the ability to buy them shelled, then you're going to have to shell them. But make sure they're unsalted, because for a minimum, you're going to need anywhere from a half a cup to 3/4 of a cup of just the seeds without the shells. The next thing you're going to need is liquid. And usually people use almond milk, but I am fully aware that not everybody can drink almond milk because they have nut allergies. So you don't have to use that. An alternative would be oat milk. Some of you can't have oats. Next thing would be rice milk. You can definitely use rice milk. Maybe you don't like rice milk. That's fine. You can use soy milk. I personally try to avoid soy milk. It's not the best for my system. I follow along the line of George Washington Carver to a point and try to avoid soy in 90% of my diet. But you can use soy if you need to. Nothing against you if you like soy, but not everybody can process it in the same manner, and it's not good for everyone's health. So for me, it's the sodium and the soy don't react well with me. But never mind all that. So again, you can substitute various plant milks. You can make your own plant milk, but you will need it for this recipe. As far as the next ingredient, it's up to you. You can either use regular rice vinegar, you can use white vinegar, not distilled, or for me, you can use lemon juice, because lemon juice to me just tastes a little better. And it really comes down to how large of a batch you're making. So if you're using anywhere from 3/4 cup of seeds to 1 cup of seeds, you're going to need about the juice of 1.5 to 2 lemons, depending on how sour you want it. And you're also going to need about 1.5 to 2 cups of the plant milk. And this comes down to how thick you want your concoction. You can also add garlic or ramps to this to liven it up a bit. You can even add an onion if you wish, and a tiny bit of salt. All right, so I know the proportions are all approximate. It comes down to how thick you want your sour cream. It really is to taste. You notice there's no sour cream in this cream. Remember, it's a vegan dish. Once you have everything assembled, you just blend it on, you know, in the blender till it gets a nice creamy consistency, put it in a container, and put it in the fridge. But here's the thing. You don't have to leave it that way. There's some ways to perk this up. You can add some other kinds of lovely add-ins, like herbs. A nice Italian flat leaf parsley will give it a distinct flavor signature. It'll be very bold. You could decide to go the other way completely and decide to add something unexpected, like rose petals. Or if you really want to go all out, maybe put the tiniest bit of grains of paradise or a guinea pepper, because you might want to have a little bit of to it. You can even add some hot peppers, seeds, if you wish, or crushed red pepper to give it a little bit of extra flavor and extra boldness. It's really up to you. I would even recommend that if you have some, grinding up some spice berry and adding it into the mix, and that way you have a nice little perky little thing going on for when you make your little dips. So it's up to you. I'm not one to judge. You know, it's yours. You do yourself the way you want. Something I have heard, and I don't know if you've heard of it, but you know, I like to talk about sprouting seeds. Well, in one version of this recipe that I've seen online, oh, my voice sounds so weird, doesn't it? I have a stuffy nose. Can you tell? Okay. In one version of this recipe that I've seen online, they recommend that you soak the sunflower seeds in the plant milk the day before. Now, you and I both know that plant milk is primarily water. So if you're soaking the sunflower seeds there, that is just going to soften them up in water and make it easier to blend them for the next day. But what they're also saying is, if you soak them long enough for like maybe 12 hours or so, they may begin to sprout. And if they sprout, you also get the benefit of the sprouted seeds mixed into your sour cream as well. And that just sounds absolutely lovely. I hope you will try this recipe. I hope that you are beginning to plan for your garden projects, your culinary experiments, and things you've tried before and already love while you're mapping out your garden, because prices are going a little up and you really need to make sure that you have what you're going to need that you might not be able to indulge yourself as easily by purchasing at local shops. I just really think that being able to depend on yourself and is a good thing, and I like to share these thoughts with my friends, and we're friends, right? So please give a thought to planning ahead on this note. Also, a song comes to mind. Billie Holiday. My mother used to love listening to her music. She had a giant framed portrait of her in her home. I was going to try to retrieve it, but due to squabbling over the estate that's happening in my family, I was unable to access my mother's home. So, unfortunately, that giant, beautiful photo was lost. And that makes me sad, but I am happy that I have the memory of it to carry on. And in honor of my mother, I would like to add a quote from one of the songs that Billie Holiday liked to sing. And it has to do with self-reliance. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got its own. So maybe when you're blessing others by doing your garden exchange this year, make sure you leave a little extra for yourself and your plants. That way you have your own. Take care of yourself, and I'll see you here next time on My Magical Cottagecore Life.